Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Anyone who loves the outdoors needs to be concerned about habitat loss and the relationship to both plant and animal species. Most times we just associate animals, but plants are in this equation as well. On today's show, I will discuss habitat loss in towns, farms, overbuilding on a large scale, and globally. So let's start close to home. In many towns across America, every available space is being built on. I always encounter people who say to me, in all the years I've been living in here in this town, I have never seen deer or fox or turkey until the current time. Now they're on my property every day. So where did they come from? You know that wooded area at the end of the road that is now 15 brand new homes? Well, so how much habitat was lost for the animals parading through your property? They are simply being pushed. We need sound economic plans. Yes, many times towns are looking for ratables. More homes equals more taxes collected without regard for plants and animals. And later on in the show, I'm going to talk about a specific gentleman who is attacking this problem. Well, I'm going to give you obviously a few solutions, but that gentleman gave me the best words, and we'll save it for later on. Well, one of the streams that I fly fish, and I am a catch and release guy, and I love releasing the fish because, hey, I get to check them out, look at them. I'm really a trout guy. You let them go, and they will grow up to become mommies and daddies someday. And hey, maybe I catch them again. If they're real smart, it probably won't happen again. Well, here's the deal. One of my favorite places to fish, there is two historic 100-year-old barns on both sides of the stream. But when I turn around, you think about what I'm looking at, the beauty there. When I turn around, in the middle of what used to be a farm is now a McMansion. Farmers, large scale or small, are the backbone of our country. But they're faced with a dilemma. They work, and this is not an exaggeration, 365 days a year, no breaks, no vacations. They just do it because they love who they are and what they do. Well, someone approaches a farmer and offers them more money than they will ever make in their lifetime for their land. Well, a handful of farmers take these offers. Hey, and I cannot, because of the dollars that are being thrown at them, I cannot disagree with their decisions. But when you drive through farmland, and every so often you're going to see a row of McMansion houses. And I'll give you an example. Where I used to do my research with chili plants, I'd go out to the farm, and on that street was farms on both sides. Now there is the chili pepper farm, and on the other side are all McMansions. The farms are now gone. Well, do you think that those McMansions are going to affect pushing animals more closer to the farm or on the farm? Do you think that's going to affect, and I'm going to discuss a little bit about groundwater later on and the changes in it? Absolutely. There's another thing. Down in Delaware, that is part of the Atlantic Flyway. And the Atlantic Flyway is when birds are migrating, they stop over and just at specific points. Well, in Delaware, there are tens of thousands of snow geese. It is the most magnificent, beautiful sight when they all land. Hey, and they're not there for a long period of time. It's almost like you're taking a vacation somewhere and you got a long trip and you stop somewhere at a motel for the night and then you get up and you go on. And that's really what that piece that I'm describing is. Well, they built a 55 and over community. It's basically they've built a small town where the farm once was that these snow geese were. Well, they're getting pushed to. Well, where? And then I was discussing with somebody who had just moved down there to one of these communities going, well, we've got, and now they're talking about Canada goose, we got Canada goose all over. Well, guess what? If you're taking habitat away, they're going to go somewhere else. I was riding a horse through the Rocky Mountains, and when we were done for the day, we showered, and we were going out to a restaurant. So while waiting for a table, I started a conversation, because you know me, I like to talk to everybody, with a local gentleman. And this is always how I typically learn about, you know, what's going on locally. And it doesn't have to be environmentally, just something that, it's how I get educated about our country. Well, in our conversation, he said he was a builder. I didn't see any construction in the area, so I asked him, I said, so where do you build? He said, Nevada. Inquisitive, I said, why travel there and how many homes are you building? Because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking like, well, it's got to be worth it for him to build a few homes to go over the state lines. And again, it wasn't too far from the state, but it was far enough. And I said, he's going to build a few homes. Well, with the phrase he gave me, you always hear my jaw drop. Well, I'm going to let you know that my jaw truly hit the floor. His answer with pride in his voice was 2,400. I said, 2,400 homes? He said, yeah, 2,400. And I seriously didn't know how to react. And for me, that's pretty odd. So I was pretty much abrupt with him to end the conversation at that juncture. Think about this. 2,400 homes. But that means all the streets, the driveways, the swimming pools, the electricity and sewage needs, and the water needs are things that we typically don't address. And what about all the creatures that were living there? Think about, it's not like you built 55 and over community. You built 2,400 homes in one place. You just built a town. Before I give the immense cost to our earth and solutions, please dwell on this fact. 17% of the Amazon's rainforest was cut down in the last 50 years for cattle ranching. Think about that deforestation. Well, here's the deal with this. Once you deforest that area, then there is, like, almost instantaneously after the first big rain, remember, it is a rainforest, there is erosion. So all the nutrients are now depleted from that soil. So what happens is the local farmers who are trying to actually have cattle ranching, they cut down a forest, try to do cattle ranching, try to get some grass growing, it erodes away. So what do? They go and cut down another piece of the forest. Well, we have people down there that are trying to teach these farmers other skills so they will stop their deforestation. Hey, there's no way we can ever rebuild a rainforest on that land. So as a society, we just need to make better decisions globally. Now, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Yes, they are closed during this COVID time. Well, I'm going to say this. Ramsey Outdoor, you could still purchase online. They've been having some great sales going on. So for all of your outdoor needs, go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, so what's the connection between habitat loss in towns, farms, mega construction, and rainforests? So let me put it in an algebraic equation that we probably all hated at one time in our lives, where you saw that A equals B equals C equals D. Well, deforestation equals loss of biodiversity, which equals loss of threatened or endangered species, which equals a permanent loss of habitat. So you start to put and say they all go together. But now let's go to another fact that many times is overlooked. You know, hey, if you're building a home, that's fine. I'm good with that. I don't have a problem. Building a small town is not. Things we need to dwell on prior to that build. Many new homes and driveways increase impervious surfaces. Impervious surfaces means solid surfaces. This is where groundwater used to percolate into the water table. Sewer systems and streets take water away from these places. Many homes in America rely on well water. They rely on that groundwater. If you build a small town and then take their water away, in the process, you have just created another environmental issue. So you see, it's not just habitat loss. We then create other environmental issues. My answer comes from a story during one of my runs. Hey, my thing, and I've mentioned this on other shows, every day, my deal is I say I must do one fitness thing a day, and I don't care what it is. And it could be a run, a bike ride, a walk, because I say when I go out for a walk, I go out to solve the world's problems. But in essence, I'm really just going out. You know, you think through your own problems of the day, or hey, or some of the, you're smiling with the, some of the things that are going on positive in your life. Well, on this run, I was running through a town that I spoke at many years prior, but I didn't remember at that moment. There was a guy playing a guitar, so I stopped because, hey, I'm back to playing on a serious level. I stopped, and he said to me, he goes, hey, you're Joey B. And I thought, like, the pride is beaming. Hey, I must be this famous guy. And then I realized I'm wearing a Joey B's Outdoor Adventure shirt. And I just said to myself, well, not so. He goes, no. He goes, you spoke at our Preservation Society meeting a few years ago. And then flashback, I did remember. I said, how's it going? He gave me the answer I wanted to hear. We keep fighting the good fight. It's a battle that we don't want to or can afford to lose. So I just like had this big old smile on my face, chatted with him a few more moments about that, congratulated him on that statement, listened to a little bit of his music. I said, you got to play me a song, man. And then I went off on my run. Well, here's an analogy that I've used on prior shows and when I've spoken to large audiences or environmental science classes. And I love going into high school classes, elementary school classes. And it's instead of the big audience, you know, the assemblies, where to me, hey, it's fun and it's a production, it's a show. When you get into the classes, you really get to speak about the issues. And I use this and I describe it this way. There's a jigsaw puzzle of thousands of pieces. Instead of a photo being completed in that jigsaw puzzle, it represents every living creature on Earth, including us. We are all connected, just like that jigsaw puzzle. It cannot be completed if a few pieces are missing. The same is true for our human society. We are connected with all the plants and animals on Earth. So a loss of habitat on any scale will eventually affect you. I always conclude my presentations in public by saying we must protect and preserve habitats. But just like the guitar playing guy on the preservation board, we must keep fighting the good fight. I have often said, and I truly mean this, that one person can make a difference. I will use my voice and this forum all the time. The answer will come from many voices. A solo is so nice to hear, but when a choir sings, it is powerful. So how can you best use your voice? Where can it best be heard? Yes, you can make a difference. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.